backwards and inside out, and you say, how appropriate. I don't want to dissect everything today. I don't mean to pick you apart, you see, but I can't help it. And there I go, jumping before the gunshot has gone off. Slap me with the splintered ruler. And it would knock me to the floor if I wasn't there already. If only I could hunt the hunter. And all I really want is some patience. Wonder why I'm relentless and all strung out. I'm consumed by the chill of solitary. I'm like Estella. I like to reel it in and then spit it out. I'm frustrated by your apathy. And I am frightened by the corrupted eyes of this land. If only I could meet the maker. And I am fascinated. Did you think about your bills, your ex, your deadlines, or when you think you're gonna die? Or did you long for the next distraction? And all I need now is intellectual intercourse, a soul to take the whole much deeper. And I have no concept of time other than it is dying. If only I could kill the killer. Some peace, man. A place to find a common ground. And all I really want is a wavelength. Oh, 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 oh. And all I really want is some comfort. A way to get my hands untied.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Revolving Door on CFRC 101.9 FM. Now, that last song was What I Really Want by Alanis Morissette off of her album Jagged Little Pill. I did an episode a while ago, I guess, talking about post-grunge and what I thought was the best post-grunge album and also what I thought post-grunge was. And I think Alanis Morissette has existed as sort of a figure of music and a figure of 90s culture and even into the 2000s, and especially as Canadian culture, for a very long time. And growing up, I didn't really like her because I heard all of her singles over and over again. And I think You Ought to Know, which I'll play later, is a really good song. But I think that song, Ironic, is bad. Like, I don't know how to describe it. I think it's stupidly written and bad. And I think it's one of those songs that serves as what your grade 8 English teacher will tell you to analyze to see and differentiate between the different types of speech and prose. But I had never actually given the full album a listen until recently, and it kind of clicked for me that why wouldn't Alanis Morissette's Jagged Little Pill be the best post-grunge album? Because I think it makes sense. It makes perfect sense that Alanis Morissette, a Canadian woman, would create this album that would stand as the best thing to come after grunge, especially when you consider grunge and Nirvana and sort of grunge as a counterculture and something that is so against the patriarchy and capitalism and sort of hinging off of and bouncing off of contemporary groups like Riot Grrrl, groups like Bikini Kill and L7 and Babes in Toyland. Thinking about Alanis Morissette's place in that, like, yes, it makes sense that her album Jagged Little Pill would be the best post-grunge album because it is about sort of what it is like to grow up in the grunge era but not have your voice be heard, which is kind of what grunge was about to begin with, about voices that aren't being heard. So I'm going to be playing probably most of Jagged Little Pill today just to like analyze like and listen to like what Alanis Morissette is saying and contextualizing it with her and her femininity and her as a subject coming out of the 90s and into the turn of the 21st century. But yeah, the next song I'm going to play, which I already mentioned before, is You Ought to Know by Alanis Morissette off of her album Jagged Little Pill. Coming up.
Are you in need of legal assistance? Queen's Legal Aid provides legal services to low-income residents of Kingston, Napanee, and surrounding areas, and to Queen's University and St. Lawrence College students. Queen's Legal Aid can help with tenants' rights matters, small claims court matters for claims between $1,000 and $25,000, serious provincial offenses, criminal offenses of a relatively minor nature, and much more. Learn more about how Queen's Legal Aid can help you online at queenslawclinics.ca or call them at 613-533-2102.
I want you to know that I'm happy for you. I wish nothing but the best for you both. I know the version of me. Is she perverted like me? Would she go down?
You know. Is that everything is just fine? Yeah. Hey, Boomer, radio guy. You're looking pretty good. Long time no see.
Stack them eights, yo-yo. Feel free to let your tongue down and hammer away with words that make you feel good.
Okay, well, I'm not really sure what that means, but now that I've seen you, I wanted to tell you, I got my own radio show. It's on Saturday mornings from 8 until 10. It's called Making Bacon.
Hey, Beaver, the place to get help is on Channel 9, and I'll do a 10-5 about that motion lotion all over this here slab.
I don't know what that means, but I don't think you should be saying stuff like that.
Keep the shiny side up and the dirty side down.
Okay, whoa, okay, look. It's just Saturday mornings from 8 until 10. Check it out. Making Bacon, CFRC 101.9.
Idle talk is a nuisance. Get out there and do it to it. Love and kisses.
Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gales!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Cuomo! Cuomo! My goodness! Nico Cuomo!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
Now, those last three songs were Hand in My Pocket, Right Through You, and Head Over Feet by Alanis Morissette off of her album Jagged Little Pill. Now, again, I kind of wrote this album off and Alanis Morissette off as being kind of a lame or schmaltzy sort of product of the grunge era and of post-grunge. And I think that's wrong. I think that's really wrong. And I think her as sort of this canonized figure of post-grunge and of pop culture and of 90s pop culture is really profound. And it, again, makes a lot of sense when you consider where grunge came out of, being this countercultural movement, Kurt Cobain and Nirvana being anti-patriarchy, and sort of grunge also being, I think, very feminist as well, which is ironic because there are not very many well-known grunge girl groups or like female grunge icons, aside from Courtney Love, really, which is tough because there are so many very talented women-led grunge groups and even in punk rock groups and Riot Girl groups. So yeah, I think, again, it makes a lot of sense that Alanis Morissette became what she became with this album, and I think it does make a case for itself as the best post-grunge album because it talks a lot about, I think, just what it is like and what it was like to grow up in that time as a woman. And I think it's really cool, and I like it, so I'm going to play more of it. And the next song I'm going to play is called Mary Jane, coming right up.
What's the matter, Mary Jane? Had a hard day. Is your place the don't disturb sign on the door? You lost your place in mine again. What a pity. You never seem to want to dance anymore. It's a long way down on this road. Yeah!
Please, rub it now in the fire. Visiting hours are 9 to 5, and if I show up. responsible for your fractured heart and its wounded beat. And I don't wanna be a substitute for the smoke you've been inhaling. Well, what do you thank me? What do you thank me for? You find some way to sneak me in and oh, mind the empty bottle with the holes along the bottom. You say it's too much to ask for, and I am not that actor. Ooh, and I'm not.
Like rain, but only if it's
purpose my darkest deeds to an envious man. My brothers, they never went blind for what they did, but I may as well have in the name of the Father, the skeptic and the son. I had one more stupid question.
Try a little harder. a little farther now. That wasn't fast enough to make us happy. We'll love you just the way you are, if you're perfect.
Those last few songs were Mary Jane, Not the Doctor, Ironic, Wake Up, Forgiven, and Perfect, all by Alanis Morissette off of her album Jagged Little Pill. Now, I don't have much left to say as we get to the end of the episode, other than I think, like, think about my point from earlier and at the beginning of the episode, which I guess is sort of the thesis statement of this episode, and how that is, that how you're able to see that from this album and the songs I played. I've played basically the entire album out of order, but it stands tall. But yeah, I'm going to play one more song here before ending the show and to send us off for the night. And again, just think about that song and how it stands for what I made, the point I made at the beginning of the episode, and how this song really projects that point through this album. But yeah, to end the show, I'm going to play All I Really Want by Alanis Morissette. Here it comes.
Do I stress you out? My sweater is on backwards and inside out, and you say, how appropriate. I don't want to dissect everything today. I don't mean to pick you apart, you see, but I can't help it. And there I go, jumping before the gunshot has gone off. Slap me with the splintered ruler. And it would knock me to the floor if I wasn't there already. If only I could hunt the hunter. And all I really want is some patience. And all strung out, I'm consumed by the chill of solitary. I'm like Estella, I like to reel it in and then spit it out. I'm frustrated by your apathy. And I am frightened by the corrupted eyes of this land. If only I could meet the maker. And I am fascinated by I'm
Did you think about your bills, your ex, your deadlines? Or when you think you're gonna die? Or did you long for the next distraction? And all I need now is intellectual intercourse. A soul to dig the hole much deeper. And I have no concept of time other than it is dying. If only I could kill the killer. And all I really want is some peace, ma'am. A place to find a common ground. And all I really want is a wavelength. Oh, 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 oh. And all I really want is some comfort. A way to get my hands untied. And all I really want is some justice.
Spring is in the air, which means it's time once again for the Banree Foundation's annual spring celebration. Join us as we recognize the incredible achievements of mature women students at Queen's University. The festivities will take place at Grant Hall on May 2nd at 2 p.m. This is a free event and everyone is welcome to attend. Find event details by visiting the Banree Center website, following us on Instagram or Facebook, or emailing brc@queensu.ca. Come celebrate exceptional women with us. See you there.
A word that gets used a lot at a radio station is the verb broadcast, as in to broadcast. Ever wonder about the past and future tenses of that word? Are you tempted to say, I broadcasted my show, or my show will be broadcasted? Well, actually, most standard English dictionaries say that the past and future tenses of the word broadcast are exactly that, broadcast and not broadcasted. So, if in doubt, it's probably okay to say broadcasted, and there are a couple of dictionaries that allow for that, but you're probably safest saying, I have broadcast my show. You're listening to A Gramophone with Daniel Wolf.
So they tell me, I can't recall who said it. I never read it.
Every day you hear something new on CFRC. Can you keep up? You need a weekly recap. Catch up with What's Climbing Friday mornings at 10. The charts on CFRC.